Lecture topic, Virtues of Zulhijjah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa man yu'azzim sha'a'irallahi fa'innaha min taqwa al-qulub. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Most respected students of Deen, brothers and sisters. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala states that those who respect the distinguishing signs, the symbols of Allah Ta'ala, meaning those things that Allah Ta'ala has made a distinguishing sign of Deen, made it a symbol of Deen, a symbol of Iman and Islam. The one who respects this, then this is a testimony that such a person has Iman, and this stems from the taqwa of the heart. So what is meant by the symbols of Deen, symbols of Islam? Such aspects which are highlighted as special aspects of Deen, things that are directly associated with Deen, things that any person identifies as something to do with the Muslims, or in Islam itself, for the Muslims, it has been very greatly enhanced in terms of virtue, etc. So for example, the day of Jumu'ah is one of the sha'air, one of the symbols of Deen, very special day, very special occasion. The month of Ramadan, then you get places which are the symbols of Deen, the Masjid, the Quran Sharif, even the Azan is a symbol of Deen. So respecting the symbols of Deen is a very great requirement. And those who do so, then this is a sign of Iman, it's a sign of Taqwa, and it takes them very close to Allah Ta'ala. Among these symbols of Deen are the auspicious occasions, and one very auspicious occasion is now at our doorstep. Barely days away, the month of Zulhijjah will commence, and from the first of Zulhijjah, the first 10 days of this Mubarak month are very, very significant. Now just imagine our situation, like somebody is being called that here there's an opportunity, you can come, and in a short time, just in a few days, you'll be able to earn more than what you earned the whole year. So now imagine somebody is working, they're getting maybe 10,000 rand a month. So now 10,000 rand a month, whole month they must work, then they're getting 10,000. So for the whole year, 120,000. Now the person is being told, let alone 12 months of the year to work, just 12 days. Now where's 12 months, the whole year, and 12 days? So 12 days now you work and we'll give you not 120,000, we'll give you maybe 440,000. Or maybe even more than that. We'll give you 1 million. Now, which person will be so foolish to say, no, leave it, I don't need it. I got other things to do. Though I'm free this 10 days, but I'm not going to work. No sane person will think like that. You say, for 12 days, you want 24 days, I'll give you 24 days. If you prepare to give me the 1 million, I'll resign from my job, I'll work for those 24 days, then we'll decide afterwards. We'll do all these things for the sake of the dunya. That is somebody working and earning in our own situations, whatever our things are that we so greatly desire, that we want this and we want that. We will do anything for that 10 days, 12 days to achieve it. So here in this Mubarak month of Zulhijjah, the first 10 days are so virtuous that in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that there are no other days in the year wherein good actions are equal to the or like the reward of the actions and the rewards of the actions performed in these 10 days. So in these 10 days, somebody, for example, sat and recited some Quran Sharif. So in the time outside these 10 days, now you recited here for maybe 1 hour. Outside these 10 days, you spent maybe the whole day, the whole night, maybe the whole week also. MashaAllah, that'd be tremendous, but it can't equate this. This is still far greater. Likewise, any other action. So now, what a foolish thing it'll be if we don't take advantage of this time and spend some of our time at least in gaining the rewards of Akhirat, getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. But now, who will take this? Who will want to do something? Who will try to exert themselves a little bit? Those who have the yaqeen, they have the consciousness. My Allah is watching and I want to get close to my Allah. Allah loves me. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who has blessed me with everything. So I need to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. The one who has this in their heart, then now they will be very excited about the occasion. That subhanAllah, so much of reward and how close this will bring me to Allah Ta'ala, how much Allah Ta'ala will be pleased. So on that note, we will find that the person who has this drive, has this thoughts in their mind, they will push themselves to now do something. So this is the need of the time, that we need to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, so we need to put in more effort. And these occasions present us with that opportunity to earn a lot for that little effort. One is that what kind of effort a person made, he gets rewarded accordingly. And the other is a person, what effort he made, gets rewarded 10 times, 20 times more than the what is the requirement, what that particular effort, what it normally will attract, what kind of reward, 10 times more, 100 times more. We can't imagine. So therefore we need to start conditioning our minds from now, before the Mubarak month of Zulhijjah arrives, that how we want to spend our time in a constructive way, in a positive way, in a way that brings us closer to Allah Ta'ala. This is what we need to now ponder over deeply. In order to be able to get the maximum benefit, we should draw up a brief timetable. Apart from the time that we will be in madrasa maybe, but now how much of time I'm going to spend in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, at least some amount of time, 1 hour, or half an hour, even just 15 minutes, but daily, and trying to make it more. So tilawat of the Quran Sharif, some time for zikr, the nawafil, we try to do best as we can. Very long nights now. If we wake up for tahajjud shortly before fajr time comes in, and then it's very easy, before fajr time comes in, we made our tahajjud, we woke up half an hour before, and then it's fajr, we make our fajr, we still want to rest for a short while afterwards, we can do that. So the point is to make up a timetable, to not just be, well, blank about it. We'll see when the time comes. We won't even realize the time came and went away. We'll see when the time comes. We'll see nothing. We won't even realize it came and went away, because we know it's there. We're aware, but we won't be able to get going. Before we know it, it's gone. So we should therefore become conscious and work out a timetable, work out a plan. As much as we should try to maximize the rewards by engaging in more amal, the most important thing on all these kind of occasions is to take it as an opportunity to connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. Allah is watching, Allah is aware, Allah is all-knowing, all-seeing, and He is my benefactor, Allah has blessed me with everything. I need to connect to my Rabb. How are we going to connect to Allah Ta'ala? The starting point of that is sincere tawbah. Without sincere tawbah, we are not connecting anywhere. So these are occasions to make sincere tawbah, turn to Allah Ta'ala, and stop all the things that might be in our life which are not in order. Whether it is the sins related to the phone, whatever it might be, But this is an opportunity to turn to Allah Ta'ala and remove all these barriers from our way. Become the sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala. So this opportunity is not a minor thing, it's a very great opportunity. We cannot just let it pass. We need to make good use of it. Allah Ta'ala is inviting us to partake of the rewards of such an auspicious occasion. I imagine you invited somebody to partake of some meal, partake of some refreshments or whatever. So you invited the person home, and now you are inviting the person to partake of all this. But they say, no, they're not interested. They're too busy with their phone, they're busy with something else. You will be very, very offended at this. Now this is where we started off, the ta'zeem and the respect of the symbols of deen. So this is the respect as well, that we use the time in this Mubarak month correctly, properly. We don't shirk, we don't let the time just pass. We will rest, we have our needs, everything all in place. But over and above all that, the most important focus will be that we need to maximize our amal. So, the person who now does this, they make good use of the time, they give up and leave aside all the other things that become distractions, then this is true respect and appreciation for these Mubarak occasions. And it is respect for the symbol of deen. Allah Ta'ala blessed with such an auspicious time. It wasn't just whiled away. We appreciated it. And we exerted ourselves to some extent at least to try and maximize the rewards in this Mubarak time. So this is one aspect that we must now bear in mind. That don't just approach the last 10 days of Zulhijjah in a very casual manner. You must feel excited about it. You must start planning something. Among the things we can plan is to fast also. If we can manage it, we must fast. It's not farz, it's not wajib, but it's a very great opportunity. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, in the riwayat of Tirmizi sharif, that every day of these 10 days, now obviously the 10th day is not included in this, the first 9 days, every day of the first 9 days, fasting on these days is more virtuous than fasting, is equal to the fast of 1 year. Each day's fast is equal to the fast of 1 year. And each night's ibadat. So the person stood in the night or at any time and made ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, but the night now we're talking about, the ibadat of the night, but it was in salah, tilawat, sometime in dua, in our zikr, tasbihat, durud sharif. Spend some time in ibadat in the night, then each night, the ibadat of each night is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. Ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. What a tremendously great bounty and benefit this is. Now we're planning that we can and should add this in our plan, that inshallah I'm going to try to fast. If it's within somebody's capacity, we should try. If the madrasa days become a little bit more challenging, then we have a weekend also. We have at least one weekend in this whole time, maybe two. So we need to take advantage of these opportunities and turn to Allah Ta'ala in all sincerity, beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, and inshallah we'll see the positivity that will come out of everything in our life then. The positivity will shine forth in everything, because we've connected ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the respect for these Mubarak occasions, that we shun all the things that are a distraction, and especially things that are sinful, then we totally refrain from it. And things that may be within limits in terms of permissibility, but it destroys our time, it destroys so many other things, then we rather go and find something else and stay away from this. We find some other opportunity to spend our time more properly and don't leave idle time aside, otherwise it catches up in all this. So we need to respect the symbols of deen, and the respecting of the symbols of deen, among them is the first 10 days of Zul Hijjah. We exert ourselves. Every day's ibadat, subhanallah, every fast, equivalent to the fast of 1 year, every night, equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Then over and above this, the 9th of Zul Hijjah, which is the day of Arafah. The fast on that day, it compensates for the past and forthcoming year, the minor sins. So again, it's not farz, but we should try very much to try and achieve this great bounty, very, very great opportunity to try and get this for ourselves, encourage our families, try to get others also to now make amal. But we primarily fix ourselves to do it, that we're going to make sure we complete this. So these are the aspects in terms of the ibadat, etc. Then is the very great amal of qurbani. And the spirit of qurbani was all about sacrificing the desires for the command of Allah Ta'ala. So it was not, there wasn't an iota of possibility that Ibrahim alayhi salam would deliberately do something that's not in order. Sin is completely impossible for the Anbiya alayhi salam. Even some general things which are not going to be suitable among people, that they may look down upon someone due to that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever had anything to do with such aspects, and no Nabi of Allah had anything to do with it. So the point was that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, what he was required to do, put the knife on the throat of his son, and likewise leave his wife and child in a barren place, etc. This is all teaching a very big lesson, that look, you want to get close to Allah Ta'ala, then you're going to have to sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala, and submit to Allah Ta'ala, wholehearted submission. So whether the command was to leave his wife and child in a barren place, he was ready. Whether the command was to now put the throat on the knife of his child, he was ready. No hesitation. But this is the spirit of qurbani. Many of us may not personally make qurbani because it's not wajib on us yet. But the spirit of qurbani should be in us. The spirit of qurbani should never leave us. We should be conscious of this and working hard towards maintaining whatever little we have and enhancing it, building it up to a very high level of consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So, by reading about these things, listening to it, etc., inshallah, some love will be kindled in our hearts, and that will spur us on towards righteous deeds. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we do not squander this time. Use this time correctly. Sometimes a person thinks, now, so many years I've been doing this, what result I saw? We are not doing it to see results in dunya. Allah will grant barakat in dunya also. The very high level is not to be doing it for any other reward but that Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased. And then over and above that, everything else will come along. But this is the primary focus. Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with us. If that is not the intention yet, then to fulfill the ibadat. But now fulfilling the ibadat must not be in a way that earns Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. For example now, with regards to qurbani, so many a times, this complete mix-up of the males and females, and it becomes like a parting and merry-making atmosphere, that is not in order at all. That is not correct in any level. We should shun that. And not even go to such environments and places. So the point is that we need to take up the courage to do what is best and right for us, and inshallah we'll see how doors will open up. So this, we were talking about the spirit of qurbani. This is the spirit that we are ready to submit ourselves to Allah Ta'ala and to take maximum benefit from these Mubarak days to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. The aspect of qurbani, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he displayed that complete submission to Allah Ta'ala all the tests were passed. So now when he passed all the tests, Allah Ta'ala said, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. We are going to make you a leader for the people. But now when did this leadership come? When he was ready to sacrifice anything and everything for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The most dear things to a person, his own children, his spouse, and then his home and whatever else goes along with it, he was deprived of all this. And the lengthy incident, we know these things. Ibrahim alayhi salam left everybody, moved on. But whatever came in the way, whatever Allah's command, he was ready to leave it aside and to do what Allah is going to be pleased with. That's the message we need to take. That's the lesson we have to inculcate in our lives. That always asking ourselves, is this going to please my Allah? Is this going to please my Allah? If it will be a means of pleasure for Allah Ta'ala, very good. And if not, then we are risking it very, very severely. The consequences of that risk can become very major. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us. So inshallah we should all, so now we're talking about this Qurbani sometimes, this whole mixing up happens, males and females all mixed up. So the whole essence and the spirit of Qurbani got lost. Because Qurbani was all about sacrificing anything that comes between us and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And now on the day of Qurbani, we're making Qurbani, but we're also mixing it up with things that are not in order. How is this going to take us closer to Allah Ta'ala? While we are trying to go forward on one step, but we are allowing ourselves to be dragged backwards. So we need to take the steps to ensure that these things are all above board. Everything is in order. There isn't this mixing up. And in this way, inshallah, we'll get the full rewards of this great ibadat. And it will become a means, inshallah, of this gaining this special closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala enable us to live the spirit of these ibadats. And Allah ta'ala make us among His true chosen servants who totally submit to Him in every aspect of life. Allah ta'ala accept one and all. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أصلح لي في ذريتي اللهم أصلح لنا في ذريتنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله.